Number one shop was a very oh, the it was a they were all laid down in about 1930 in a hurry, or sorry, 1935 I think, in a hurry, with the oncoming war, and we realised that we had to do something, and they built five very large workshops, and you can see them today, if you go past. The number one shop is just behind the little office block, or the longish office block, and in the East Works. And so, difficult, I don't know, 100 yards perhaps. It's all quite a big shop. And then you spend time on the milling machines, and you spend time on the planing machine. And that was in number two shop. There was one planing machine there, which was very exciting. And there was a thread rolling, which was run by ladies in those days. They have studs, and these are like bolts with threads at both ends. And in order to make a strong thread, the blank would be put in, and the thread roller would close up rollers, and it would squeeze the thread onto the stud. And this made the thread very much stronger. The grain flow would be up and down the thread instead of a cut thread where you've got the grain flow going across, and of course more likely to fracture. So that was one of the things that I remember working on these machines. They had fish oil, and that was the rolling medium for rolling the threads. And hands used to get so soft. It was just, ladies used to love it because their hands are always soft and wonderful.